3 days after midterm elections, people from all over Argentina fill the streets around the government palace in Buenos Aires. Most are members of the main trade union groups, as well as social and neighbourhood organisations and various strands of the Peronist movement, which backs the government. It's the anniversary of the day their founder, former President Juan Perón, returned to Argentina from exile in 1972.
As activists, we need to return to the streets because we couldn't during the 2 years of the pandemic. So this is our day to reflect and remember our joy at being together on the streets.
We're putting everything into our activism because we want a national popular government that represents us all. We are marching together and we are marching forwards.
In Sunday's midterm elections, the government lost control of the Senate, was weakened in the lower house, and fared poorly in several provinces where previously it dominated. But few here were talking about the electoral damage.
This doesn't look much like a defeat, but then it's not supposed to. With 2 years until the next elections, a show of strength on the streets is just the boost the struggling government needs.
More than 40% of Argentines live in poverty. Inflation is rampant and unemployment is rising. The country is also burdened with a huge debt to the International Monetary Fund.
So we have these two processes going on at the same time, one very public, this false celebration of victory, which is really buying time to process defeat.
Meanwhile, the right-wing opposition, voted out of power in 2019, now feels emboldened to make their comeback in 2 years' time.
And we have this pending processing of victory, which is, you know, how do we do things better next time?
President Alberto Fernández remains confident, urging the crowds to support his plans for the rest of his term.
A better future is coming. We're seeing on the horizon what we want to see, an economy growing by 9%, one of the fastest growing in the world. And this year will surely recover what it lost in the pandemic.
Argentina is emerging from the pandemic with its economy weaker, under growing pressure to find solutions, both in the corridors of power and on the streets. Daniel Schweimler, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.